New York State of Mind. Next station, 42nd Street, Times Square. A voice announced over the subway's loudspeaker. That's probably my last auditory memory before I entered a complete state of awe. Or, as Billy Joe would say, a New York state of mind. Almost carried away by a crowd of people, I got off the train. And I already started to feel like I was part of the city, another person who makes New York what it is. I had become one of the pieces that blended together to form the most plural city on the planet. As soon as I left the station, the world was mine, and it also belonged to everyone. The possibilities were endless, and there were no limits anymore. Suddenly, the city lights subverted the idea of whether it was day or night. The clock said 8 p.m., but it felt like sunrise for a new day in life. During your first time in Times Square, you lose track of time. The crowd sounds in unison, producing a white noise that sends you into a trance-like state. Tons of billboards steal your attention with news, concerts, shows, advertising, and sports. All in giant screens that show what the world is capable of. In seconds, you realize how far humanity has come, for better or worse. On the street, people build an invisible Tower of Babel, with different colors, ages, stories, and languages, but with the same feeling of amazement. This is the cardinal point on Earth where everything converts and merges. You begin to realize that it's the difference that makes us equal. Like a heart connected to a great veins and arteries, Times Square is formed by the junction of Broadway, 7th Avenue, and 42nd Street. With a fast beat, it feeds the city with what keeps it alive, money and dreams. A combination that continues to attract millions of people seeking a life that shines as bright as the screens on the streets. Setting foot there makes you realize you've made it. You are in New York City. And to place your flag on top of this concrete mountain, you must go to Times Square at least once. That's where you decide whether the dream begins or ends. You just need to close your eyes and listen to what the city has to say. "Excuse me, which way is back to the subway?" a girl asked me after suddenly tapping my shoulder. "Sorry, I'm not sure. I'm not from here," I answered. Then, a few seconds later, I realized that maybe no one is really from here, and that there probably isn't a way back.